Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave a difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. And sure, if I don't, I'll Google it there. Now, when I do bad jokes, I have to call the people their, nicknames, like contractually obliged call and mandatory Maria and enforced Emer. How do you feel about Ask Dave? Do you also feel enforced and mandatory Emer and Maria? Or are you more of a willing?
No, I don't mind it because I learn sometimes. Sometimes it goes way over my head. but I'm willing to learn.
Much more so than jokes.
Yes.
Okay, right. Well, Damien's been in touch and he says, Dave, you might have done this before on Ask Dave. I haven't. But can you solve a debate in work here, which is heads and which is tails? The debate is, I personally consider the €2 side of the coin, so the coin that says the number on it, as the head, and the picture of the head as the tails. Other people, who are wrong, he says in brackets, say the heads are the heads, if you know what I mean. So, I've always agreed with Damien. I've always thought the bit with the number on it, I've considered, I suppose, the front of the coin. So I've always said, that's the head. So when it was pre-Euro Irish coins, like the deer or the salmon or whatever were on the coins, and then the harp at the back was tails.
Yeah.
How would you feel about it, Emer?
Yeah, because I think, in my mind, the head being the front-facing thing is the thing that's the most prominent and most important thing of the coin, which is the number.
The number, yeah. Maria?
I'd agree with Damien because I would base it off years ago, you'd often hear people saying heads or harps instead of heads or tails.
Heads or harps, yeah.
So that would mean then the harp is on one side and the number's on the other, so heads wouldn't change now.
Yeah.
Just the picture on the back of our euro coins change. But I'm sure it'd be different in the UK, wouldn't it? Because they have the head of, like, the king or the queen at the time, whatever.
You're getting to the point, Maria, which is, we are all wrong.
Oh.
We are all massively wrong.
They don't have any heads.
No, they do. They do heads
and tails.
Tails
and coins.
So, the head is exactly what you just said, Maria. Coins have great names for things, by the way. I didn't know this until I started researching this. The obverse, which is what's called the head of a coin, right? The obverse is always the symbol of the nation behind the coin. So for us, it's the harp, the Celtic harp. Even when pre-Euro, we were Celtic harp. Euro, we're Celtic harp. The reason it's called heads is because most of the coins, when coins began, were out of monarchies or empires. And the head of the monarchy, the queen, as you said, or the king, or the emperor, or the empress, or the whatever leader there is the head of the coin. So I have flipped millions of coins in my life, playing games, kicking off football matches. I've always said heads or tails, meaning heads is the number, tails is the harp.
We're
all wrong. Heads is the harp. That is the obverse of the coin, and that is where you put the coat of arms, this insignia, like us, the emblem of the harp, or the head of the leader of the country. And the tail side is called the reverse and obverse, they're the two names. And that depicts the value of the coin. So the value is tails.
Oh,
€2, €1,
word.
20 pence. That's tails.
So heads or harps, they were tricking you because it's heads is harps.
Heads is harps,
oh,
exactly.
Oh my God.
Coins also have edges and they're called reeded edges, plain, decorated, lettered edges. Our €2 coin, for example, has edge lettering on the €2 coin. That's 2 ... repeated 6 times, alternatively upright and inverted. And the reason for this is that euros were the first coins ever designed in consultation with the visually impaired. So there are lots of distinguishing features on coins that have been put there to help the visually impaired, but no coins had ever been designed with the input of the visually impaired.
Cool.
So what I think is really cool, obviously things like the coins get heavier as they get bigger, that's the number one thing. They're different sizes, and if you're not blind, if you're visually impaired, you can usually tell even just by looking at it, you can see that's a €2 coin, a €1 coin. You know, you don't need necessarily to see the great detail,
except if it's a 1 cent or a 2 cent.
Well, yes, and here's where it is. The edges are different. So the edge of a 1 cent is smooth. The edge of a 5 cent is smooth, but the edge of a 2 cent is grooved.
Oh, right.
Is that why the 20 cent coin has kind of that weird shape?
Yes, but also the edge of the 20 cent coin is smooth, and but the edge of the 10 and the 50 cent coin are grooved.
Wow.
So these are things you didn't realize, and then the edge of the 1 euro and the edge of 2 euro say actually, you know, 1 euro and 2 euro on them. So yeah, they were the first one ever. So to answer Damien's question, heads is the harp. Sorry, Damien, you were wrong. Tails is the money bit. And every day is a school day.
How come we never put, like, our president, and maybe it changes too often, our Taoiseach?
No, well, look, I mean, obviously,
the Taoiseach was never good was looking enough, was he?
That's definitely the decision made, yeah.
Sorry, your side profile.
Enda Kenny just isn't beautiful. Brian Cowan just can't quite cut in the back of a coin. No, we are the Celtic harp, and I'm quite happy with that.
Yeah, but me too.
Damien, thank you for your question. If you ever have a question you want answered, you know where I am. I'm at Dave Today FM on Instagram. I'm here during the hours of the show on 087-4100-102. Or anytime you think of a question, Dave at todayfm.com.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.